Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free, select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
All right, everyone. Sunday morning, we're in the lab. I'm going to post this right as lineups lock. Davis, Sammy, Nate, we're Gilcastin. We're playing the Tilt Space Boys for $1,000. This is the team.
And we are fucking tilting.
We are tilting. Yeah. So this is the team I think they are going to play. I think they are going to play Tyler Huntley at quarterback, Jonathan Taylor at running back, Patrick Taylor at second running back, Allen Robinson, Cooper Kupp, and Christian Kirk at wide receiver, Cole Kmet at tight end, Keyshawn Vaughn in the flex, and the Cleveland Browns DST. That's what I think they're going to play.
I mean, I don't think I agree, though. I mean, you probably have a better insight into what they're doing because you're, like, talking to them more, but, like, I don't see them not flipping over David Montgomery.
They're not going to fade Demont.
Yeah.
So
Demont is like the best play.
All the ETR stuff has Demont just like way up in all the value. He's like the best value play of the whole slate.
So let's start here. Would we rather play in a vacuum? Do we think Jonathan Taylor or Cooper Kupp is the better pure best top play?
Jonathan Taylor.
Taylor.
So I think it's Kupp.
Well, I don't even think
you guys want to play Justin Jefferson.
That's right. Yes. Because Justin Jefferson is a complete smash show. Like, I mean, Davis, how many points do you have?
I have them the same. I have Kupp like a point and a half better.
So you can't spend $1,600 on that.
Yeah.
This is my thing. My thing is I have – like if Justin Jefferson comes in this game, gets tackled hard and like feels a little twinge in his hammy, like that's it. He's not coming back in, right? Because there's literally no reason for this game to be played. And the Rams want to win this game. The Rams absolutely 100% want to win this game to lock in the home games.
Yeah, but at the same time, like if the Rams get up, they're not going to risk anything. Like there's more than tail risk that Kupp doesn't play the fourth. Where there's
yeah,
like,
that's fair.
There's outside of an injury, there's no reason Justin Jefferson doesn't play every snap in this.
Yeah, Zimmer's Leroy Jenkinson. He doesn't care. Like, he's not altruistic about this young man's career. He's like, peace out.
Go Jefferson has like a 90 plus whopper in games that cupped or that Thielen doesn't play. Like, they're Jefferson is the play here. And
he's getting 12 targets every game. Like, I mean, it's not like he's got like some sort of floor here.
All right. There's a team with both.
With
go on. Both
Kupp and Jefferson?
Yeah.
Nate,
no, absolutely not.
Go on.
I'm not doing okay. That.
I'm listening.
Tyler Huntley, David Montgomery, Dante Foreman, Justin Jefferson, Allen Robinson, Cooper Kupp, Cole Kmet, Patrick Taylor, and Browns D.
I'm in on Patrick Taylor for sure. Totally in on Patrick
Taylor. This is going to be the team I'm running.
Oh, fuck me running. Are you serious?
I think the team I'm running in my games, I am probably not going to play Allen Robinson, and I'm going to leave a cheap wide receiver to move swaps around if James Conner doesn't play and Eno Benjamin ends up becoming the smash.
It's not even Eno Benjamin, though. It's also like he shares with Ward. I don't even know if Eno would be the main guy.
I mean, Jonathan Ward's career high in touches in a game is 4. Eno Benjamin's career high touches in a game is 11. So I just think that they would probably give Eno. I think it would be like Connor Edmonds, but I think Eno would be ahead. And obviously it's a good spot.
I'm not on the Eno thing. I think Patrick Taylor's a better play here.
Dude.
Patrick Taylor is a better play.
This is the team. Jefferson and Kupp is the team.
Nate just flipped over Jefferson and Kupp. I mean, we have to highly consider this. I will be honest.
I think David Montgomery is the number one running back play that we need to have. He's the one that I'm like unwilling to fade.
I agree. So here's my.
Remember opinion. When I played David Montgomery like 6 weeks ago, and you guys were like, Davis, you're a dumb piece of shit. So bad.
And now we're playing for four figures against like the three of the sharpest in the industry, and we got to jam them in. But Nate, well, Nate's gone. Nate.
Sorry, I just got back from work, and so
real quick before I lose this train of thought, Sammy, can I tempt you with the $2,500 tight end to make it all work?
Yeah, fuck yeah, you can, of course.
Okay, Tyler Kroft is the last man standing as the Jets tight end. He got targeted 5 times last week in week 16. He missed week 17, but he played 63% and 86% of their snaps in back-to-back weeks. 5 targets in his last game.
Let's fucking jam him in. Like, who gives a shit? Like,
yeah, I'm looking at Kroft on my team right now to make the late swaps work. And I gotta say, because he also is another late player.
So Nate, here's the issue I have with this team, and Davis and I were
three Bears,
right? No. Well, that is an issue, and you know, fuck that, really. But the biggest issue is, I like Taysom significantly more than Huntley.
Same. Yeah, same.
To the point where I would want to. So the issue with Huntley is the game environment is pretty shitty. Huntley obviously has had some smash moments, but he's also sketch. The Pittsburgh defense is pretty good, man. Like, they have a really good pass rush. So that's something that can really.
All right, can I
derail this?
I'm gonna throw one last. I'm completely with you. I think Huntley might end up, you know, getting like 11 points or whatever. This is the team I think that I am gonna play. I think I'm gonna play Taysom Hill, Patrick Taylor, Jonathan Taylor, Cooper Kupp, Christian Kirk, Allen Robinson, Tyler Kroft, Donta Foreman in the Browns defense. I think that is what I'm saving in my action.
Nate, hear me out. Taysom Hill, David Montgomery and Foreman, and Patrick Taylor at running back. Right?
Yeah.
Kupp, Jefferson, A-Rob, and then Kroft and Browns. Go down to Kroft at tight end, go up to Taysom. I mean, that actually leaves 400 on the table, which I don't love. But we're 100 bucks short of, in your lineup, 100 bucks short of going Taysom and then Bates at tight end, which... I'm not.
It's not that I like love Kmet versus Kroft that much. I just don't know if I'm on. I don't see the downside that you see with Huntley.
He just did it in his last game. He had 150 passing yards, 40 rushing yards, 0 touchdowns, 1 interception.
Yeah, and we don't have to act like Taysom doesn't have downside as well.
I know,
Taysom,
and that's what I'm saying. Ass. I actually think like the pass rush and all that. Like, I think he's going to run for 100 yards here.
Yeah. You think Huntley is going to run for 100 yards here?
I do. I think if this game goes the way that Sammy thinks, with the weather, with a pass rush, I think he's going to scramble for, I think this is the game where he has his highest rushing of the year. And I think his floor is almost like, the weather stuff doesn't bother me because similar to like what I was saying about Taysom, in that like the dome doesn't affect Taysom the way that a dome affects a Drew Brees or a Matthew Stafford or a Andy Dalton or Kirk Cousins. And bad weather doesn't affect someone like Huntley the way it does those guys, you know? So the defensive pass rush doesn't scare me when it comes to a guy who can scramble this way, and the way that Baltimore
I mean, that honestly, and I think they're probably going to play Huntley, so it doesn't matter that much to me either. So we want to do.
But that's a way that we can give them the fucking blade.
The way that we give them the blade is playing Kupp and Jefferson.
I think so too. I'm not
on board with this. I think
I'm on board. This is a great idea.
It's so clearly Kirk, Robinson, and then whoever you pick out of Kupp and Jefferson.
This is a great idea, Davis. Like, you have to consider having multiple alphas. Like, we like Kirk, right? But Kirk is not an alpha. Not an alpha.
An alpha, though.
Trust me.
Kirk is an alpha. Kirk with no Hopkins, no Rondale is 9-9-12 targets, 100% of the snaps. His worst game with those two guys out was 7-48. Kirk is an alpha in this spot.
No. Jefferson and Kupp. This is it.
What is the team you want to play?
Tyler Huntley.
Listen to this, Davis. This is good.
Tyler Huntley, David Montgomery, Dante Foreman, Justin Jefferson, Allen Robinson, Cooper Kupp, Cole Kmet, Patrick Taylor, and Browns D. I think if we aren't going to play this team because of the three Bears, then I think we play this team except the Croft, Taysom team. But I
don't. Doesn't it feel like Jonathan Taylor and Christian Kirk is just so much better than Justin Jefferson, David Montgomery?
No. I think Justin Jefferson, David Montgomery is like.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
It doesn't feel better to me.
I mean, so let me play devil's advocate, because I do think Jonathan Taylor is going to whoop his cock out and slap Jacksonville with it. But he has not been catching the ball at all. Like, he has whatever.
Yeah, he has four targets.
Yeah, value-wise, I know I just said like Taylor because I think he's just got like the best ceiling of any play. Like, I could see him going for like 180 and two. I really could. But like, the value over the like mid-level running backs, I don't think is as great as like the value of the top receivers over the mid-level receivers.
I'm fine
playing David Montgomery. I have no issue doing David Montgomery and Patrick Taylor and Dante Foreman, but I would like almost rather do Kirk, Taysom, and Bates and Michael Pittman Jr.
We don't need
Pittman, bro. Like, no. I know he's fine, but like, they are just gonna like shut it down.
I just feel like this is like, we're so obviously getting crushed here playing Jefferson over Taylor. Like, I just like, we're just gonna lose. Jonathan Taylor is going to get 250 rushing yards and three touchdowns.
But it's not
here.
Playing Jonathan Taylor over him. It's playing David Montgomery. It's taking the difference between Jonathan Taylor and David Montgomery and the difference between Christian Kirk and Jefferson. Like, I will take the Justin Jefferson Demont versus Jonathan Taylor and Christian Kirk 100 times. David Montgomery like might outscore JT by himself. And the chances of Kirk outscoring Jefferson here is easy
on that.
No. David Montgomery, it just gets, I mean, his volume is literally untouchable. He might get seven targets, where Jonathan Taylor is a 0% chance of getting that. And David Montgomery can fall into the end zone twice. When you have this volume, you don't need JT efficiency.
I agree with the premise of what you're saying in that, like, I just think David Montgomery is the best running back play of the slate, and we should have him. Like, that's what it comes down to. Like, I think you're just throwing away value that you could be having. Like, if you don't play Demont Davis, it's so easy.
I mean, I don't want to play David Montgomery. I think this team is bad, but I am willing to be overruled by the group.
I think we play David Montgomery. I think the question is the Taysom Croft versus Huntley Kmet.
Yeah.
I think that's what our decision needs to come down to. And I am open because I do get that three bears in cash is like,
yeah, you're putting a lot of eggs in a basket that if they crap out, like,
and we just don't have any swaptions like this. It's not good.
Davis, if we don't have swaptions, Davis is
just because they're so obviously like, there's going to be a 3K wide receiver. If James Conner doesn't play, you know, Benjamin's best running, better than Patrick Taylor for sure.
That's why I disagree. I don't know if Eno becomes that because Eno's splitting work. Like,
let me ask you guys this question.
If Kyler doesn't just become the smash play then, like,
I want your guys' take, Allen Robinson, or, so the thing is, if we go to Taysom and down a Croft, we have $400. Is it Allen Robinson or Marvin Jones Jr.?
I mean, it doesn't matter. They're like the same. The only I don't care. My only considerations would be for later guys there. And there are no later guys. No swaption guys there. The swaption cheap wide receiver would be a bill, would be Gabriel Davis or Cole Beasley if you wanted to do that.
No.
I mean, I would straight up rather play Diggs than Jefferson in this lineup just to have the optionality.
Oh, dude,
No.
Davis, look, let's just put this out there. There is definite equity in having swaptions. Like, there is equity. So I'm fully on board with this. But, like, you saying play Diggs over Justin Jefferson is just so, so, so insane. Like, the swaptions are not worth that much.
They're worth a lot here, in my opinion.
The issue is it's not just one guy you have to swap. It's, like, multiple spots. You know what I mean? So you have to say,
and the better games are in the late slate too, anyway. So I mean, our swaptions here are if we're dead, that's just it. Like, there's nothing we can swap Cooper Kupp to Odell Beckham. That's it, really, or Cooper Kupp to Diggs. That's all we can do.
They're not gonna play Kupp.
They're not going to play Kupp.
They're going to play Justin Jefferson.
No, Davis.
I genuinely think flipping Kupp and Jefferson is going to make, after the early slate, I think they're going to be the ones swapping it.
I already told you the team they guys with have. Kupp. And it has Kupp.
We have Jefferson.
I know, but I'm telling
you. They're not team, flipping both.
The team that they have is going to project like 4 points better than ours.
No. No. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, Huntley, Taylor, Vaughn, Allen Robinson, Cooper Kupp, Christian Kirk, Cole Kmet, Patrick Taylor, Browns is going to project better, and they're going to have us dominated with swaps.
Let me just throw this out there. So
that's what I'm going to play.
So Jefferson and Montgomery are the two best value plays of the entire slate on ETR, and you're telling us that they're not going to play either one. I think that's wrong.
It's more of an art, dude.
No, I think that's just wrong. And if they don't play him, we're going to give them the fucking blade when we flip them.
I mean,
I don't think they play that team. I don't think they play that team.
You're tripping, bro. Like, that ain't it.
You're way overconfident in that. There's no way they fade Jefferson and Demont.
Yeah, it's not happening. And if they do,
they are like 2% to have Justin Jefferson.
If they play, if they don't do that, fuck them. Let them swap then. Let them be the ones swapping.
They will swap.
Well, we got all the motherfucking points.
They're going to swap and have the much better projected team.
You're stupid, bro.
Like, do you understand that if you put any 3K wide receiver projected for 9 points, they would make every site's optimal because of the way pricing shook out this week, and they're going to have access to it, and we're not.
I know.
Here's the thing. If I thought Eno was going to be significantly better of a play than Patrick Taylor, I'd probably consider the swaptions a little bit more, but I don't see Eno being that. I don't see Ward being that. I don't know what news, like what comes out that makes Kupp, Jefferson,
Robbie Anderson's out and James Conner's out and we're fucked.
I want to play Zylstra with Sam Darnold?
Nobody cares.
That's what's going to be the blade for us. Yeah, if I lose because of Sam Darnold throwing to Zylstra, like,
yeah,
great. So we'll roll with Demont, Jefferson, and Kupp, and let them try to swap into Zylstra. Like,
I'm with
you, Nate. And let's play fucking Marvin Jones Jr. with his incentive clause over Allen Robinson, who's dusty as fuck, and we print it all. We just print it all.
I'm going to play the Allen Robinson team and the three Bears, but I get not wanting to.
I mean,
isn't with this combination, isn't playing Kyler Murray and Christian Kirk better than playing Justin Jefferson and a quarterback we don't like? Isn't Kyler Murray, David Montgomery, no. Patrick Taylor, Cooper Kupp, Allen Robinson, Kmet, Foreman, Browns better?
No,
because it doesn't have Jefferson.
Yeah. Nate's right.
Davis,
he's right.
I think.
Dude. This is what we flip. This is what we fucking flip. Okay. We flip Taysom, Demont, Foreman, and Taylor. Cup
no,
Jefferson.
We have Huntley.
No. No.
I'm looking at it right now.
We go to Taysom and down to Croft. And up to Marvin Jones Jr. at wide receiver 3. Easy fucking game. Marvin Jones Jr., he needs those incentives. They're going to get it for him. And he projects like 1.7 points better than Allen Robinson. And we don't have to have another Bear. Like, it just all makes so much sense.
But we already got off commits. So
I know, but one Bear is better than three Bears or two.
I mean, whatever.
Okay, I'm trying to look at these two teams because the team that Davis wants to play is Kyler, Demont.
Oh, I don't want to play that. That's the team that I am playing is Huntley, JT, Patrick Taylor, Cooper Kupp, Christian Kirk, Allen Robinson, Cole Kmet, Keyshawn Vaughn, and the Browns.
You're gonna get back 10%.
I would love to not play Allen Robinson. I would love to have a swaption here, but there really is not one.
All right. What do we think Patrick Taylor's floor is like here?
Eight, seven or eight.
I mean, it's low.
Yeah.
It's really low, bro.
Okay. Patrick Taylor's the one guy that I'm like, did we?
Yeah. But if they're flipping over Patrick Taylor too, does it matter that much? You know,
do we think they're playing Patrick Taylor?
Yes.
Then
like that's like it. That's like minus 180 that they have Patrick Taylor.
All right, I'm going with the Huntley team in cash, the Huntley JT or Huntley Kupp and Jefferson. But I think we should
just play Huntley here too.
Okay. Hey, look, if you both vote Huntley. For that side of it,
I do.
If we're already spending $8,100 DraftKings dollars on Justin Jefferson, we might as well play Allen Robinson and Kmet, right? We might as well go with the three little Bears team: Huntley, Demont, Patrick Taylor, Cooper Kupp, Justin Jefferson, Allen Robinson, Cole Kmet, Foreman, and the Browns D.
Hate it.
I mean, that's basically
repeat it again.
Huntley, David Montgomery, Patrick Taylor, Cooper Kupp, Justin Jefferson, Allen Robinson, Cole Kmet, Donta Foreman, Browns D.
Oh, I thought you guys wanted to swap to Taysom and Croft.
I do, but you both are overruling and I'll be okay with that.
I'm not necessarily overruling. I'm just telling you, I like that other team better and that's what I'm going to play in cash. But like I said,
we're $100 short of Taysom on this team.
I know, with Bates.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
I know.
Well, I was saying if we play Vaughn instead of Foreman to actually give us some swaps.
I don't want to play Vaughn instead of Foreman.
Yeah.
I think Foreman is like.
Foreman's a really good play.
Yeah. I feel really good about Demont and Foreman. I don't feel great about Taylor.
I feel
yeah, I feel pretty bad about Taylor, but if you're super confident that they're making the same play, I'm fine with it. Like,
I don't feel great about Taylor, but if you honestly, if you think they're for sure playing Taylor, then we're fine. Because I do think I feel great about Demont, feel great about Foreman, I feel great about Kupp and Jefferson.
I'm trying to finagle my team here real quick to give me some more swaps.
Okay, I mean we're like four minutes away from lock. Okay. So
let's do it. Huntley, David Montgomery, Patrick Taylor, Cooper Kupp, Justin Jefferson. Are we doing Marvin Jones or Allen Robinson?
I'm fine getting off my cash team, which like right now what we'd be playing is my cash team.
So,
I'm fine going up to Jones.
Let's do Marvin Jones Jr., Cole Kmet. Never mind. I lied. There's not even room. I lied. Yeah,
there's not money. The only way there's money is if you go Taysom and then down to Croft at tight end.
Which I'm fine with the Taysom Croft thing. Davis, yeah. If you like Taysom better, I personally think Huntley in this spot is.
Yeah, we've Nate and I have overruled on the lineup construction. Why don't you make this last choice on that 3V, Davis?
Okay. Taysom, Croft. What about Brevin? What about Brevin Jordan?
Who? The
Brevin
Texans?
Jordan? Yeah. Jordan Akins is out. No, sure. Croft.
Let me look at my. I don't even know who.
I'm tilting. No. Let's just do Huntley. Because I don't want to. Huntley, Kmet. So we have Huntley, David Montgomery, Patrick Taylor, Cooper Kupp, Justin Jefferson, Allen Robinson, Cole Kmet, Donta Foreman, Browns D, update entry. We're saved.
Wow. I'm tilting already. We have three Bears in this fucking contest.
Yeah, we lose.
Oh, not like this. Not like this. This is bad. I like the other way better, but
I'm fine with the other way.
Because it gives us Taysom and not three Bears. That's what
I'm
I like
fine about. Going to Taysom and Brevin, Davis. We have 2 minutes.
So we have Taysom and Brevin Jordan.
No, I'm fine with. No, it's Taysom, Croft, and Marvin Jones.
Taysom, Marvin, Tyler Croft. All right. So the final team is Taysom, Montgomery, Patrick Taylor, Cooper Kupp, Justin Jefferson, Marvin Jones Jr., Tyler Croft, Donta Foreman, and the Browns defense.
God, this is such a big decision, you guys. Somebody else make this choice. Like, it's...
No, I just did it. It's done. We did it. We're playing Tyler Croft for $1,000.
Nothing makes me feel more fucking alive.
I mean, why... I'm
playing three Bears in my cash teams. Like, I... This week 18 sucks.
Oh, buddy.
I'm playing Tyler Croft in cash.
Are you really?
Yep. Because I want the swaptions.
I think you're overvaluing that.
We're playing mallet finger fucking Taysom Hill. Oh, God have mercy on
Huntley's
our souls.
Huntley's going to run for 100 yards here.
I have Huntley in cash, and I'm off Tyler Croft. I can't do it. I swapped off him again.
Here's my cash team: Huntley, Montgomery, Foreman, Kupp, Jefferson, Robinson, Kmet, Taylor, and Browns. I have no swaps other than Kupp. I guess I can get off Kupp if I want to.
Yeah, but
why I have Huntley, JT, Patrick Taylor, Cooper Kupp, Christian Kirk, Allen Robinson, Cole Kmet, Vaughn, Browns D.
Guys, I feel really good about the Kupp Jefferson thing.
I do too, Nate. You're a fucking genius. My cash team is what we're putting in this 1K. I'm just all in on it. Let's go.
All right. Are we gonna stay live until they flop? Until we see what they flop?
Yeah. Let me.
Oh,
let me,
why not? Yeah.
I got my contest pulled up.
Great idea. Oh Jesus! Never been so nervous.
It's gonna take some time for it to come up.
Honestly, the only thing I care about right now is if they flopped Taylor. If they didn't, I think we lose.
Oh shit.
No, we don't want them to have Patrick Taylor.
No, we do. We do.
We really do, David.
Patrick Taylor's floor here is like zero.
We really want them to have Patrick Taylor.
AJ Dillon might rush the ball 25 times here. I feel very concerned about the Patrick Taylor thing.
We should. We kind of glossed over it and didn't really talk about it.
I asked you guys what his floor was, and you guys said talk eight. About. You guys said his floor was eight.
Yeah.
Oh dear Lord. I mean, you guys both seem to like him, and I before 20 minutes ago, I didn't even consider Patrick Taylor for anything, and now I'm like, oh yeah, he's just a lock, yeah, easy.
Still not loading yet.
Fuck.
It does that.
Oh jeez.
If they don't have Patrick Taylor, we lose.
No, it's fine.
No, it's not. It's not.
Obviously, what's obviously the bad thing would be for, I mean, if Jonathan Taylor gets 35 and Justin Jefferson gets 16, we are stone dead. We lose.
Of course. Of course. Yeah. If their stud does better than our stud, we lose. That's how the game works.
Still not loading.
Come on, DK. Just give us the shit.
How much invites did you guys get this week? I actually
shitload.
Some people figured out that they could add me as a friend and then send me an invite. Davis, you got to work your VIP connections at DraftKings to figure out how to get Nate N to be the first thing that comes up when people search it. Because I'm sick of missing invites.
No, they played Justin Jefferson and David. They played Brevin Jordan instead of Croft, though. So we might even be duped here.
No. What?
No way.
We're doing
a 1v1 Croft versus Brevin Jordan for one
game. They have Keyshawn Vaughn instead of Dante Foreman. So this is what they have.
They have
David Montgomery, Patrick Taylor, and Justin Jefferson turn and Brevin Jordan and the Browns defense, which means that they have Taysom, Kupp, some cheap wide receiver, and Keyshawn Vaughn or something in flex. So they didn't play Allen Robinson or Marvin Jones Jr. either.
Oh, wow. Shit. What did they do at wide receiver three?
So they either have, I saw this team where they have like Cole Beasley or something like that, or they're just banking on some late news, right? So yeah. Zylstra, whoever, but so they do have David Montgomery. They do have Patrick Taylor.
I fucking told you, bro. Like, of course.
So Brevin Jordan versus Croft is a sweat. I mean, they could have Kyler, Kirk, Diggs, Keyshawn Vaughn, I think.
No, they're not playing Diggs in Davis. No, yeah, nobody is playing Diggs.
You've lost your mind. No way. If they flip over Diggs and we flip over Cooper Kupp, like, let's just start buying shit online immediately.
The yeah. Kyler thing scares me because if Connor is out, Kyler might like put up a 40 burger here.
Yeah. I don't feel good about playing Huntley in like $2,000 worth of cash games versus all of Pete's minions. I got to be honest.
Yeah, you should not.
All right. I'm going to go post this, boys. Good luck.
Good. Let's go sweat. Do it.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.